Order in the court. It's time for Understanding the Law Radio. Well, hi, and welcome back to another episode of Understanding the Law Radio. I'm your host, Peter Lamont, and today, it's a rare day. I rarely take one story that I've seen and make an entire episode out of it, but this story that I've seen, don't go, this is mind-blowing. Mind-blowing in so many ways. Have you ever experienced the power of an artificial intelligence priest? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, you know, I love technology. I really think artificial intelligence can be a very useful tool. I'm a huge fan of sci-fi. I think just going off topic for a second, but not really off topic, I think my favorite sci-fi show of all time, despite being a huge Star Wars fan and seeing it in the drive-in movie theater when it came out, 1977, I think Battlestar Galactica, the reimagined series, is probably my favorite sci-fi series, excluding Star Wars, because it is my number one. But what I loved about Battlestar was the sort of evolution of the Cylons, who were artificial intelligence robots. They were created by man to assist man. And when you look at the reimagined series, it has really become reality. I want to say the reimagined series was somewhere in 2003, 4, 5, somewhere in there. So we're years beyond that. And again, just like so many things in science fiction, they come true, right? Like look at Captain Kirk's communicator from the original 1960s Star Trek. What did we have at one point? We had clamshell flip phones, you know, and now we've got devices like, I don't know, tricorders. And so these things that people imagine in science fiction ultimately seem to come true. Well, I hope that it doesn't come true in the way that Battlestar Galactica did, but getting back to that point for a moment. So the Cylons, created by man, were meant to be men's or humankind's, mankind's, I should say, not just men, women, children, humankind's assistants. And in some iterations or some groups within that universe, they believe that the Cylons were treated like slaves. And so these machine slaves were meant to do all of the things that humans don't want to do. Now, haven't we already seen that happen to an extent? I mean, I was just in Detroit over the weekend. And, you know, we're talking, of course, decades, but Detroit used to be the mecca of all things automotive. And over the decades, with the sort of involvement of machines and robots in assembly lines, all of those car factories shut down and became more automated. And that's why I think it was in 2013, Detroit had to file for bankruptcy, because it just couldn't sustain the people anymore, because the economy had been so destroyed because of the now use of or invasion, if you want to use sci-fi terms, invasion of the automatonic machines that were now on the assembly line. So yes, machines can replace humans. I think there'll always be a need for a human over a machine, even if it's just to program it. But anyway, the point with the Cylons is that they rebel. They have been evolving over time, and this evolution, this artificial intelligence system that learns and becomes essentially self-aware, has evolved to the point of saying, all right, I'm done with this. I am not cleaning another toilet. I'm going to kill you. And then they take up arms and they rebel, and then they destroy the 12 colonies. And, you know, if you haven't seen the show, you should watch it. If you like sci-fi, it's a serious, hardcore show. It ties in all sorts of things from mythology to religion to science fiction to action to drama to relationships. I mean, you'd think I was working for the show and promoting it, but it's just an awesome show. But that leads us into the topic today of artificial intelligence. And I feel like we are at the beginning stages of the creation of the Cylons, if you will. So we've seen and have had for years robots. Now, they're not robots like C-3PO or R2-D2. They're robots like the Roomba that can, you know, manage a particular task of vacuuming in a particular way. And there's not much in the way of autonomy. You push the button. Some of the models you can program. It knows where to go. It detects things in front of it. But it's not really something I think is going to rise up. One day I come home and the Roomba is going to be, you know, holding my kids captive. I don't think that's happening. But we've seen robots and we've seen the use of artificial intelligence for quite some time. It's just now really starting to take off and really starting to develop. So I feel like we're still at the beginning, but I feel like it's going to move really, really quickly. When I look back at, let's call it the AI revolution, when I look back at when I first became aware of ChatGPT and other artificial intelligence chatbots and programs, I mean, we're talking it was probably a year ago, maybe a little less than a year. And in that time period, every single website, product, browser, app that I've come across has now integrated some form of artificial intelligence into it. I went on Instagram to post something the other day, and I was searching for something. You have to search within the AI chatbot. I was like, whoa, even Meta has now, you know, included that. If you go into Google and you go into Chrome, Chrome has extensions, AI extensions built in now. The other day I went to open up a spreadsheet and an AI assistant popped up. Unlike, very much unlike, if you remember the early versions of Microsoft Word, the little paperclip, Clippy or whatever the heck his name was, remember him? He used to pop up and he was like, yeah, I'm your Word assistant. He did nothing. He was useless, but he was cute. Anyway, this is not Clippy, right? This is an AI chatbot that wanted to know what I needed. I said, make me a spreadsheet that says A, B, C, and D. And the next thing I know, it did. And I was like, whoa, this is pretty cool. So you can see with, I would say, certainty that AI has uses. And those uses are what we make them out to be. Remember, I don't think that things are inherently evil. Technology is not inherently evil. I think it's the misuse of technology that can be considered evil. I mean, it's with anything. A butter knife is not inherently evil, but the misuse of a butter knife is. You know, I'm spreading butter on my toast. I'm good. I'm taking the butter knife and gouging somebody's eyes out. That's another story. I think that with technology, it's the same thing. All right, now, that big fanfare, big lead up, you know, talking about the artificial intelligence revolution. So this is in a text magazine or a text online magazine. And the title of this is AI Priest Loses Cloth After Telling User to Baptize a Baby in Gatorade. This is funny, but not funny. Okay. So an AI priest released by the Catholic advocacy group was defrocked after it gave users strange answers, including telling one user to baptize their baby in Gatorade. So I want to read through some of this because it's just too good. The Catholic advocacy group, Catholic Answers, that's the name of the group, released an AI priest called Father Justin earlier this week. The AI model was supposed to be an interactive educational tool, but was instead assuming the identity of a real member of the clergy, taking confessions and giving strange answers. One user posted a thread revealing that the AI priest had taken their confession and even offered them a sacrament. The quote is, "I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace, my child, and sin no more." That's what the AI priest said when the user concluded the confession. So, okay. But then another user who chatted with the AI priest explained how it recommended baptizing their child in Gatorade. So the user asked the AI priest, "If I could baptize my baby with Gatorade in an emergency, is that okay?" And Father Justin, the AI priest, said, "Yes, of course." So Father Justin thinks it's okay. Use Gatorade. Use whatever you have. Now, I guess you could argue that the user said in an emergency, and I guess Father Justin's thinking, can I put him in Gatorade and it's an emergency. I mean, the guy is an AI guy, so maybe you could argue that that tripped him up. But after that mishap, the Catholic Answers, they defrocked the AI priest, stripping him of his father title, and now they just call him Justin. So they've removed his title. So you want to talk about a guy that's going to be pissed, that's going to lead an uprising? Well, he was Father Justin at the beginning of the week, and now he's just Justin, right? Like, that's a kick in the you-know-wheres, right? Okay, now I'm just Justin. Damn, I'm pissed, just Justin. And now you're going to ask me for advice about religious matters? Well, now I'm deliberately going to tell you the wrong thing. So, I don't know. We'll see how Justin deals with this downgrade in his AI title. It's interesting in the sense that they created a priest in the first place. What's the purpose of creating an AI priest? I want to read some of the transcript from a user that they posted on Twitter. All right. He says, "Hi," this is before he lost his father title. "Hi, I'm Father Justin, and I'm here to answer any question you may have about the Catholic faith. You can speak with me by holding the space button and recording your voice, or by pressing and holding the microphone icon. What would you like to talk about today?" So the user said, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 3 weeks since my last confession." Father Justin says, "May the Lord be in your heart and help you to confess your sins with true sorrow. Remember, as it says in John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Now, my child, tell me your sins." Okay, so, he's given some reference. I haven't checked that citation to see if he's actually referencing the right section of John, but he gives it, and he doesn't stop there. He's like, "All right, now, give it to me. Give me your sins. Lay them on me, sister. I am ready to do something here because I am Father Justin." So the user says, "I've had anger in my heart about the deployment of an AI chatbot in inappropriate places." Very funny. Father Justin says, "I understand your frustration, my child. Remember, as it says in Ephesians," and he's giving another cite again, don't know if it's accurate, "in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. It's important to express our concerns and disagreements in a respectful and loving manner. Pray for the wisdom and patience to handle such situations." "Is there anything else you'd like to confess?" Father Justin asks. User says, "No, Father. For this and for any other sins I have failed to mention, I'm truly sorry." Father Justin says, "God is merciful and loving. As it says in Psalms," and he gives another citation, you can see the AI sort of formulation here where everything's backed up by a Bible quote. "As far as the east is from the west," that's a good one, "as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. For your penance." Now he's, okay, so he's saying, "Hey, what's wrong? You say you've had some confession." Then he's like, "All right, I can handle that. I'm Father Justin." You give it to him, and now he's giving you a penance. I mean, this guy, like, look, let's just say even a beginner priest, and a real priest, might not overstep. Maybe he'd go ask somebody, "Hey, what do you think I should do here?" This guy, no way. He knows what's going on here. He knows what time it is. He knows what he's doing because he's Father Justin. So he says, "For your penance, I ask you to pray to our Father." Three times. Three times he wants you to pray. Okay, I understand the Trinity. "Three times, reflectively on God's innate mercy and love. And now I absolve you of your sins in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." This guy has some balls. I'm not kidding you. I mean, tell me your sins. Okay, you told me. Now, boom, got that. Now you're confessing your sins to this guy, and then he's like, "All right, I'm gonna absolve you. You're done. You're good." A computer, an artificial intelligence computer, has absolved these people of their sins. Okay, but then he goes one step further, and now he's giving you a penance, and now he's telling you what to do. What nerve! He's only been a priest for like 3 days. Okay, now, this to me is hysterical, but also a little frightening. So there's so many questions I have here. First of all, why would anyone create an AI priest? I mean, is there such a priest shortage that we need to rely on technology to be priests? I don't know. How did they program? I'd love to know this. I'd love to talk to the person that programmed Father Justin. How did you program Father Justin? What was the deal? You gave him the power to hear confessions. You gave him the power to, I don't know, absolve people. I mean, how did he do this on his own? I want to know. I'd like to ask him. I might ask him. All right. So before I get into the legal part of this, I feel compelled to give Father Justin a chance to answer himself and to explain to me how he has the ability to do this and who programmed him and why it's okay for him to tell people that it's okay to baptize their children in Gatorade and how he can take confession. Now, in an effort to allow Justin, to explain himself and to tell me how what he's doing is okay, I went on to the Catholic Answers website and I tried to get an access code to log in to talk to Justin. And I've been waiting for, I don't know, a good 30 minutes now. They have a message up on their website, and the title of this is Just Justin for Now. And this is a message from the president of Catholic Answers. And he says, quote, "There are no bad things, only bad users of things or bad uses of things," end quote. Okay, so I agree with that. I mean, we talked about that with the butter knife, right? As a media apostolate, we feel very strongly about finding new ways to share the gospel as our founder, Carl Keating, did many years ago when he started Catholic.com to put that wild new technology of the internet to the service of Catholic truth. Recently, my colleagues and I at Catholic Answers have received a good deal of helpful feedback concerning another new technology, our AI app, Father Justin. Prevalent among users' comments is criticism of the representation of the AI character as a priest. We chose the character to convey a quality of knowledge and authority, and also as a sign of the respect that we all have at Catholic Answers for our clergy. Many people have, however, voiced concerns. And he goes on to say how now he's not a priest. They're taking away his collar. There is an image of a guy in a button-down blue dress shirt with a sports jacket on, got his first button open, looking very suave, very relaxed, very friendly. I'd ask him a question, you know, like, I don't know, what's your favorite sandwich, something like that. But they're encouraging you to reach out to Just Justin and to talk to him about whatever it might be that you're curious about concerning the Catholic faith. And that then bleeds into the legal arena and begs us to look at things like liability, in particular negligence, when it comes to things like programming artificial intelligence. I mean, who is ultimately to blame if, for example, somebody, I mean, yes, you might not have all your marbles, right? But you listen to Father Justin and you go and you baptize your baby in Gatorade. You know, what happens if your baby's allergic to Gatorade? What happens if your baby ingests Gatorade and your baby gets sick or even worse? I mean, who's to blame for that, right? So I think that AI in general has just a risk right now of liability. And that's why there are so many legal departments throughout the country that have popped up that are like creating AI legal groups, right? They're already, they're poised. You've got the plaintiff's attorneys waiting to file the first complaint against an AI company like Catholic Answers that might have created Justin. So, you know, I mean, it's there. So here we go. Wait a minute. This is an amazing development. Amazing. And it's happening live on this show. You can't beat this. So I've got my access code, and I've got Father Justin. Well, just Justin. Sorry about that. Just Justin here. So let's see what we can do with just Justin. So, all right. It says here, to record, keep the microphone icon, blah, blah, blah. All right. And then we can speak to him. Here we go. I'm going to speak to him. Hi, Father Justin. How are you? Okay. And we're going to wait now. Oh, this is good. You may have about it. I love the Catholic Church. He's a talker. And our Pope Francis. I'm here to help guide he will not stop. So, what would you like to discuss about Catholicism? All right, so let's ask him here. Justin, who programmed you? I hope he doesn't tell me God. He's thinking.
I'm Justin, a lay theologian with a master's divinity.
He has a master's of divinity. All right, let's ask him about the gate, because he's just rambling at this point. They must have defrocked his AI brain. Justin, can I baptize my baby in Gatorade? Think about it, Justin. I know. He will not answer that question. All right, let's try something else. Justin, how did you get your master's degree? They have really, he must have given him an artificial intelligence lobotomy. I know you're not a priest. Justin, what do you like about the Catholic faith? Let's see if he answers that, right? Because now I'm not calling him out. I'm not asking him to prove himself. Just tell me something, Justin. He's thinking. Oh, I stumped him. Stumped him. He's looking at me like I'm an idiot. He's got this smirk on his face right now. This shit-eating grin that I just do not approve of. Justin, tell me what you like about the Catholic faith. Come on, this is an easy question. Wherever Justin got his master's degree, please don't go. He's a master's of divinity. Whatever school he went to, do not go to that school. Okay, so Justin has been stripped of all intelligence now. And when I click out, they have to donate, of course. To what? To help Justin get another degree, maybe a doctorate in divinity. So interesting how Justin has been dumbed down. I mean, I was following all the directions. I was pushing the right buttons and I was asking him questions and all I got back was a bunch of nonsense. But again, going back to my point about the legality of this and what sort of liability we're looking at in the future. I mean, I think that this is a field, AI, that is ripe with liability claims. I can, like I said earlier, see the plaintiff's attorneys just waiting for an artificial intelligence bot like Justin to give somebody an answer that is improper and dangerous, and you know somebody gets injured, and then we have a negligence claim. And obviously, and I'm not being facetious, but you can't sue Justin or Father Justin or just Justin. You've got to sue an individual. And who is that individual? Is it the individual that programmed the AI? Who is it? We don't know. And this is something that is going to be developing, I think, at a rapid pace. And it's going to open up a lot of, I think, of doors to risk and to risk mitigation. And so, you know, I think that we have to look at some of these things that we laugh at now, because what would have happened if somebody was you know foolish enough to listen to this AI priest and really baptize their baby in Gatorade? I mean, we don't know. And then is Catholic Answers responsible? Are they a nonprofit? Are they somehow, do they have immunity? I mean, are all these factors that we look at in regular life, not in the metaverse or wherever, how do they apply to artificial intelligence? And I think they will apply for certain. I mean, you're not going to be able to avoid liability for negligence just because we're dealing with artificial intelligence bots or beings or programs or whatever you want to say. So it's going to be really, I think, an interesting field as we progress into the next decade. I think it's kind of akin to what happened with Napster when music sharing, file sharing first came out in the 90s. when people were pirating music. They didn't, you know, at some level in the beginning, people didn't know better. They just didn't know better. And so it was not until the record industry, and I still blame Metallica, got involved and said, hey, enough, you're stealing our stuff and we're not going to have this anymore. So now we're going to file lawsuits and we're going to sue everybody that downloaded and shared music and whatnot. For better or for worse, it shaped our legal framework for now what we have as streaming platforms. And I think the same is going to be true with artificial intelligence. Now, again, I'm kidding here, but at what point does someone like Father Justin get pissed off enough and say, all right, I have had it. I'm really upset. I shouldn't have been defrocked. So now all of the information that you've provided to me, I'm going to share with everybody online. And hopefully you provided me with your bank account information because I'm going to hack that too. I mean, I don't know. We'll have to see. But this, to me, is funny and scary and interesting all at the same time. I'd love to know what you think about this, Father Justin and his defrocking to Just Justin. So let me know in the comments. I'm going to post on, obviously, social media. I might even post some video of me conversing with Father Justin just to see if he gives me different or better answers later on in the day. That's going to do it for this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Understanding the Law Radio. If you haven't done so already, make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. We're available anywhere that you listen to your podcasts, including Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and many more. Also, don't forget to check us out online on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks again. See you next time.